Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph on the sixth line, Amar Shmuel. In a way of introduction to today's shiur, the Gemara, Masechta Bechairis, Masechta Temura, teaches us that there are five situations where Karban Chatas, if something happens to Karban Chatas, Lamisa Ozla, it must be put into a closed area and left to die. This halacha is a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. And the cases are of Vlad Chatas, a Chatas that had a child. The people who require the Karban Chatas have their kapara with the mother, and the child that's born to this animal goes l'Misa. Temuras Chatas, as was discussed in the previous year, if an animal was substituted, the first animal was designated as a Karban Chatas, and then we designated a second animal as a Temura for it, it goes l'Misa. Chatas Shemesu Baleh is the third case. If the owners of the Karban Chatas had designated an animal as a Karban Chatas, and prior to their being able to actually bring it as a Karban Chatas, they passed away, that Chatas goes l'Misa. Chatas Shenizkapru Baleha Ba'Cheres, if the owners, for example, had lost the animal that was designated as a Karban Chatas, took another animal as a Karban Chatas, and then the original animal was found, that animal goes l'Misa. And the last case is Chatas She'ovda, an animal, a Karban Chatas that was lost and was found prior to the owners having had a kapara with another carbon. Therefore, there too, the animal goes l'Misa. So Shmuel now, and as Rashi explains, uses a simen. Shmuel teaches us that in the cases where we just identified a carbon chatas would go l'Misa, in a similar situation by Karban Pesach, the animal would go l'shlamim. Teaches us Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, kosh v'chatas mesa. Wherever Karban Chatas goes l'misa, but Pesach, under similar situations, Karban Pesach would come shlamim. And Rashi tells us there is not necessarily an issue here of lomdus, that the same reason that requires that the Karban Chatas be taken l'misa will be the reason why the Karban Pesach goes l'shlamim. It's just that the Shmuel is telling us that the two cases correspond to each other. It's a way to remember what to do by Karban Chatas, what to do by Karban Pesach. Furthermore, tells us Shmuel, v'kol shvachatas roya, wherever the halacha is that a Karban Chatas is left to pasture and then become balmum and then sold, but Pesach nami roya, the halacha by Karban Pesach will be the same. Rabbi Yochanan says, ein a Pesach kar shlamim, a Karban Pesach not brought as a shlamim, el shenimtza acha shchita, unless it was found after the shchita, avakodim shchita, but if the animal was found before Shechita, that means if I took one animal as a Karban Pesach, lost it, and prior to shechting the new animal that was designated as a Karban Pesach, I found the first animal, loy, the animal is not brought up, rather it's left l'riya. What Rabbi Yochanan means to say, we'll see in the Gemara. Maskala Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks, Ishmu halacha indeed correct? The klalahu, is this a rule? V'rechatish over sanasa. One of the cases that we have by Karban Chatas is if it becomes over a year old, that the halach is, it's disqualified as a Karban Chatas. Deliria azla. The halach is that Karban Chatas is left to graze. Darish shlokish. As Rish Lakish teaches us in Masechta Temura, Chatas she'over shenasa, a Karban Chatas that becomes over a year old, Roy noisa kilo medesu beis hakfaris, we look at it as if it was standing in a cemetery, v'roya, it's left to graze. V'ilu Pesach, regarding Karim Pesach, ke'agavna, if it becomes over a year old, karav shlomim. As the Gemara will quote a brisa that was learned in the previous year, that a Karim Pesach that becomes a year old is made as a shlomim. So the Gemara's question is, Shmuel said that wherever Karim Chatas is left l'ri'iyah, to grazing, so too will be the halacha by Karim Pesach. Yet here we see it's not the same. Asks Rashi. Rashi quotes a Gemara Masechta Tumura. We started the shir that a Karim Chatas of Rosh Nasa, a Karim Chatas that becomes over a year old, is one of the examples of a Karim Chatas that's lemisa. So how could Rish Lakish say it goes l'ri'iyah? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechta Tumura that says, Rish Lakish says that the only time a Karim Chatas that's over a year old goes lemisa if there's another disqualification. For example, it was avda, it was lost, shemesu baleo, the owners died. Only when you have a combination that it's over a year old plus another disqualification, then does it go lemisa. But if the only disqualification is that it's over a year old, then aloch is it goes luria. Tosfos points out, what is this terminology that Rish Lakish uses, Roi Noisoi Kilai Medesu Beis HaKvaros? We look at it as if it's standing in a cemetery. What's the Gemara trying to teach us with this language? Says Tosfos, just the way Mefarshim explained Tosfos, there are two types of disqualifications. There's a disqualification that someone caused himself. Niskapru Balea Ba'acheres, the Bailam brought a different carbon. That's the disqualification that the owners caused. Over Shinasa is a disqualification. But it's not a disqualification that anyone caused. It happened. The animal is too old. Which is similar, Taisha says, to an animal wandering into a cemetery. It's not that I did anything to disqualify the animal. The animal is in a place which is inaccessible to Kahanim and is therefore disqualified. That's why the Gemara used the terminology of Roi Noisoi Kilo Beis HaKfaros. Now, as a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, what do we do when roya, when a lamb animal is left to graze? Rashi says, the animal is left to graze, it becomes a balmum, and is then sold, and the money is put into the shayfers, the money is put into the pushkas that were in the Beis HaMikdash, la'oilas kaitz ha-mizbeach, that we know that the mizbeach always had to have kabbonis on it, so if there was a time that the mizbeach was idle, they took money from this pushka, bought animals for it, and brought them as a carbon oiler. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the money is used to fulfill the chiyuv. In other words, let's use the example that we're talking about. Chata shavra shenasa, the animal got too old. So now, says Tosfos, what do? I let the animal graze, become balmum, sell it, and buy another animal to fulfill my obligation to bring a Karim Chatas. Because Taisha says, why should the money that I designated, the animal I designated, its value, be used for Oilas Ketz Mizbeach when I have a Chiyuv Chatas? There are Mefarshim that say that perhaps Rashi and Taisha are not really arguing. Rashi is speaking in a case where I already brought a Karim Chatas. The animal, let's use our example, the animal got too old, I brought a different animal. So here the animal that got too old and I have to sell, I can't use as a Karim Chatas. I already fulfilled my obligation to bring a Karim Chatas. So therefore Rashi says, sell it and use it for Oilas Ketz HaMizbeach. Tosfos, on the other hand, is speaking in a situation where I did not yet fulfill my Chayiv for Karim Chatas. So certainly the money used from the sale of this animal that was originally designated as a Karim Chatas should be used to fulfill my obligation. Tosfos asks another question. The Gemara is asking a question on Shmuel from the second part of what Shmuel said. That Shmuel said that wherever the halach is by Karim Chatas, that it goes l'ri'iyah, the same halacha would be by Korban Shlomim, and yet the Gemara, by Korban Pesach, and yet the Gemara says it's not the same. That by Korban Chatos, Sh'over Shnosoi, the halacha is it goes L'Riyah, and as we learned, and we'll not quote the Brisa shortly, by Korban Pesach, Sh'over Shnosoi, it becomes a Shlomim. Ask Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara ask from the first part of Shmuel's statement? Shmuel said that wherever a Korban Chatos goes L'Misa, a Korban Pesach goes L'Shlomim. What are one of the examples of a Korban Chatos that goes L'Misa? A Temuris Chatos, as we explained. If somebody substituted another animal for the Korban Chatos, that animal goes L'Misa. Yet we learned yesterday in the Mishnah and in the Gemara that a Temuris Pesach sometimes goes L'Shlomim, but sometimes goes L'Riyah. So why did the Gemara say that you made a connection between Temuris Chatos and Temuris Pesach? It's not true. Temuris Chatos goes L'ch Misa, and Temuris Pesach doesn't always go L'Shlomim. So Masha says, perhaps an answer to Tosfos' Kasha is that the case that we discussed in the previous year, where Temuris Pesach sometimes goes L'Riyah and sometimes goes L'Shlomim, is not where we took the Korban Pesach and now took another animal and transferred the Kedusha or tried to substitute it. It was talking about that one got lost and we'd have another animal, and then from those animals we caused the Temura. But the case of a Temuris Chatos that the Gemara says goes L'Misa is a very simple case. One Korban Chatos trying to substitute it onto another animal. In that corresponding case, by Korban Pesach, says the Mashah, it would also go always L'Shlomim. So that's why the Gemara didn't choose to ask the question from there, rather ask from the Sefer. Which, as we learned, the question is, what Shmuel said that wherever by Korban Chatos it goes L'Riyah, by Korban Pesach it also goes L'Riyah, yet by Korban Chatos that's over a year old, Rish Lakish says it goes L'Riyah, by Korban Pesach that gets over age, it goes L'Shlomim, as the Brisa says. Titania, we learned in a Brisa, Kesef, the Torah wrote the word Kesef, the word lamb, which as we explained also in the previous year is an extra word, because we already know that the Korban Pesach is brought Minatzoin, which includes Kesef, includes lambs. Why did the Torah have to indicate Kesef? L'Rabbis is a Pesach L'Elya, that when a lamb is brought, the tail of the lamb should be burnt on the base on the Mizbeach. K'sh'oymer im kesef, when the Pasuk uses the extra word im, l'rabbis a Pesach sh'over sh'nosoy, a Korban Pesach that becomes over a year old, or shlom ha'bar machlos Pesach, any case where we're bringing a Moisra Pesach that is treated as a shlomim, l'chom mitzvah shlomim, that it's treated like a regular Korban shlomim, sh'tu'unim smicha, that they require smicha, v'nesachim, v'tenuvas chaz v'shoik, waving the chaz v'shoik, which are halachas unique to Korban Shlomim, which we may think that since this Korban is being brought as it was originally Korban Pesach, it shouldn't have all of these dinim unique to Korban Shlomim. These are dinim that don't apply by Korban Pesach. Teaches us the Braisa, that once they're designated as a Korban Shlomim, they have all the dinim of a Korban Shlomim. K'shoymer imeis, when the Pasuk says if a goat, hifsek inyan, the Pasuk is separating between a goat and a lamb. Limer ala eis, shein ton alya, if a goat is used for a Korban Pesach, we don't burn its tail on the Mizbeach. But what do we see from this Braisa? That if a Korban Pesach becomes too old, it's brought as a Shlomim. By a Korban Chatos, Rish Lakish told us that if it becomes too old, it goes L'Riyah. But Shmuel began the Shir teaching us that wherever a Korban Chatos goes L'Riyah, a Korban Pesach goes L'Riyah. Here we see that they don't travel together. Amalei. So the Gemara answers, Ki kam Shmuel be'avudin. The only situation that Shmuel was comparing a Korban Pesach to Korban Chatos is only regarding animals that were lost. But Chuyim, animals that become disqualified, for example, that they become overage, Loyoma, regarding that Shmuel wasn't speaking, and Shmuel wasn't trying to connect the dinim. And Mela, the question is not a question. Ask the Gemara,
V'avad mimishkachsla. Is this indeed true that by lost animals, wherever by Karban Chatos, Dalach will be Misa, by Karban Pesach it will be Shlomim, wherever by Karban Chatos it will be Riya, Karban Pesach will be Riya. Mimishkachsla, is that rule really true? And in the Gemara's question also lays a deeper question. Let's identify the cases of Karban Chatos that is lost where it goes Lamisa, and Karban Chatos where it's lost and it goes Luria, and let's identify the cases by Karban Pesach where it goes Lamisa and Luria, Lishlam and Luria. Vareyevud b'shas afrosh l'rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, if a Karban Chatos was lost after I designated it as a Karban Chatos, and it was found, so I had a carbon as I had an animal as a carbon chattis that designated, lost that animal, took a new animal, and before I bring the new animal as a carbon, the first animal is found. The halacha is l'riya azla. According to Rabbanan, that animal goes l'riya, the tnan. Hifish chatosav avda. If somebody designated Karban Chatos and it was lost, v'rifish acheres tachtel, and then he designates another animal, v'nimtzas harishon, and then the first animal turns up, v'reishteimayim, so now I have two animals that were designated as a Karban Chatos. The halacha is achsman tikrif, one of them should be brought as a Karban Chatos, v'shniya tamis, and the other one is left for misa. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. V'chamayim, however the chachamim hold, Ein chatas mesa. When is the halacha that the animal that was not used, that it's put to death? Elish nimtzas l'achton skapa balan. Only if the first animal was found after the owners had designated and offered the new animal. Hakayim shnskapa balan. But if the animal, if the original animal was found prior to the owners bringing Karban Chatos, the loch is royal. Vilva Pesach, if we speak by Pesach, Hecha the Ovid, if the Karban Chatos, if the Karban Pesach was lost, V'nimtzas achetzois, and Rav Zeira taught us in the previous shir, if the new animal was, if the old animal, one Karban Pesach was designated, again, lost, we find we designate another animal as a Karban Chatos, and we only find the original animal after Chatzais, which, as Rav Zeira taught us yesterday, is the Zman Shchit, is the time when the Karban Pesach should be brought, even though it's Kodem Shchita, even though this new animal and the old animal are both in front of us before I actually shech the Karban Pesach, the Halacha is Karav Shlomim. So Gemara's question is, according to the Rabbanim, the halach is that if both animals are in front of us before Shechita takes place, the animal that's not used goes Luria. If we would follow Shmuel's ruling, that should be the same halacha by Karban Pesach. Yet by Karban Pesach, Rav Zeira taught us that if the animal was lost and it was only found after Chatzos, even though I have both animals in front of me before Shechita, the halach is a goes Shlomim. Didn't Shmuel say that wherever Karban Chatos goes Luria, Karban Pesach also goes Luria? Says the Gemara, Shmuel k'Rebbe Sfirla. Shmuel will hold like Rebbe, Damar avud l'misazla. He says, not like the Rabbanan, that if I find, if I have both animals, both Karban Chatos in front of me before the Shechita, one is brought as a Karban Chatos and the other one goes Luria. No, the one that's not used as a Karban Chatos goes Lamisa. So therefore the halacha by Karban Chatos and the halacha by Karban Pesach correspond. Karban Chatos goes Lamisa, Karban Pesach goes Lishlam. Rashi points out that truthfully the Gemara could have given a different answer, which the Gemara in fact will attempt to do on our base, that Shmuel holds like Rava, that the time is not the factor. It's not Chatzos that's the issue. that if I had the two animals by the Korban Pesach in front of me, the original animal and then the one that was designated as the new animal because the first one was lost, if it's before Shechita, the halacha by Korban Pesach, Rava said, is that one is brought as a Korban Pesach and the other one goes Luria. So therefore, Shmuel could paskin like Rava and paskin like Rabbanim. But the Gemara had another teretz, and we'll see in the Gemara Rambam Beis why the Gemara very much wants Shmuel to hold like Reb Zeira. So Shmuel's saying that he holds like Reb Zeira, that if the animal was found after Chatzos by Korban Pesach, one is brought as a Korban Pesach and one goes as a Shlomim. And similarly, Rebbe would hold that if I had the two animals in front of me, even though it's before Shechita, one goes as a Korban Chatos and one goes Lemisa. Ask the Gemara for Kol Avuda LeRebbe Lemisa. Every case of a lost Chatos, Rebbe holds, is put to death. Vila Pesach, Heiched Ove Koyim Chatzos, V'nimtza Koyim Chatzos. If the animal was lost before Chatzos, but found before Chatzos, even Reb Zeira, who was saying Shmuel agrees with now, holds the Raya. It's put to Raya. So, we don't have them traveling together. Again, according to Rebbe, the halacha will be, by Korban Chatos goes Lemisa, and by Korban Pesach, it will go Luria in such a situation. Yet, Shmuel said that wherever Korban Chatos goes Lemisa, Korban Pesach goes L'shlomim, not Luria. Answers the Gemara, Kodim Chatzos Lav Avadhu. If we're speaking in a case where the Korban Pesach was found before Chatzos, that means again, I took an animal as a Korban Pesach, lost it, now took another animal, and now found the first animal, I have both of these animals in front of me before Chatzos, that's not called lost, because it's before the Zman. Doma Rava, Rava said, Avedus Laila Lav Shema Aveda. Something which is lost at night is not considered lost. If a Korban Chatos is lost at night, and then the another animal is designated to replace that Korban Chatos, and we find the first animal before morning, that's not called lost. Why is it not called lost? Because it's not the Zman for the Korban Chatos. Because at night, Korban Chatos are not brought. Here too, if it's lost and found before Chatzos, it's not considered lost because it's not yet the Zman. And like Tosfos points out, our Gemara, we said that Shmuel is only referring to cases of Avudin where Kabanis were lost. This is not called lost. So it's not something Shmuel discusses. Says the Gemara, fine. We have been able to correspond in cases of lost Korban Chatos to Korban Pesach. But ask the Gemara, Shmuel had two parts to his statement. He said, wherever a Korban Pesach goes L'shlamim, a Korban Chatos goes L'misa, or vice versa. Wherever a Korban Chatos goes L'riya, a Korban Pesach goes L'riya. What is the case of a Korban Chatos that goes L'riya, that a Korban Pesach goes L'riya? And like Tosfos says, it can't be speaking about the case where the Korban Chatos was lost at night and then found, and found before morning, where the halach is that the new animal goes L'riya. And the Korban Pesach also, if I had two animals for Korban Pesach, one goes Korban Pesach and one goes L'riya. Because says Tosfos, we just said that that's not called Avudin. And our Gemara says that Shmuel is only speaking about cases of Avudin. So Ella, Royal Rebbe Hechem Mishkach, so that we would correspond Korban Pesach to Korban Chatos. Says the Gemara, the case is Kedreboishia. The case is Reboishia. Dom Reboishia. Hifrishtei Chatos Lachrayis. If somebody designated two Korban Chatos for Chrayis, they designated one animal to be a Korban Chatos and the other one to be a backup if something happens to that animal. Miskapa ba'achs mehen. The halacha is that he gets kapara with one, v'shniya tera, and the other animal goes luria. Now Tosfos explains
how does this actually work? And Taisa says, it can't be that I took one animal and said it should become mechatas, and then took another animal and said it should become mechatas, because the second animal would never become a mechatas. I have no aveira. I already designated an animal for my aveira. The second animal is not a mechatas. Furthermore, Taisa says, even if we'll try to explain that I said I took two animals and simultaneously tried to say that both of them should become mechatas, that also would not be effective. Because Taisus quotes the Gemara Masechta Erevin that says, Kol she'ena b'zach hazeh, any situation where something can't happen one after the other, like we just said, you can't make one mechatas after another mechatas, afilu b'bas achas enoi, that it can't happen simultaneously either. So what is the case that the Gemara is referring to, the Rabbi is referring to? So Taisus says, what happened here is that I took one animal and designated it as a mechatas. Then I took another animal and I said that this animal should be my insurance policy, that if anything should happen to the first animal, this animal will be the mechatas. And then that's the case that Roshi is referring to. Ask Taisus, so if nothing happens to the first animal, why is the second animal a mechatas? The second animal should go back to being a regular non-Hegdish animal. So Taisha says, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that if that happens, that if something happens, that even if nothing happens to the first animal, the second animal cannot be just go back to chulin, it has to go l'riya. Other mefarshim say, that of course if nothing happens to the first animal, then the second animal goes back to chulin. What happened here was that the first animal, taka, got lost. And then the second animal was designated as the mechatas. Then the first animal was found, so I don't need the insurance animal anymore. But since for a short while this animal was going to be used as a mechatas, that's why it goes l'riya. Other mefarshim have an entirely different approach to this Gemara. They want to say that, with the Mishnah Melech says this, that since what happened here was I took two animals and I attempted to designate them at the same time. One animal, however, was a better animal and one animal was the weaker animal, and the better animal is automatically designated as the mechatas, and the second animal, the weaker animal, is designated l'riya. But now Rashi asks a different question. How could the Gemara attempt to say that the case of roya, the case of riya by mechatas, which we will say the same is Riyah by Karm Pesach, is when I designated two animals, Rav Oishi's case, didn't we say that Shmuel is limiting his discussion to situations of Avudin, animals that are lost? Rav Oishi is not talking about animal that's lost. Rav Oishi is talking why he designated two animals, one is a Karmachatis and one is a backup. So that's why Rashi says the Gemara could have asked that question, but the Gemara is going to ask a different question. Taisa says that that question would not have been a question for two reasons. Number one, Taisa says that Rabbi Oishi said his case even in a case where the animal was lost, as we Taka explained the next Taisa, we said a few minutes ago, that Rabbi Oishi then is even when the first animal was lost, the second animal would go l'riya. So that's why that question isn't the question that Rav Oishi is not talking about animals that are lost, and Shmuel is strictly speaking about animals that are lost. Another Teretz Taisus gives is that any time an animal is designated as a backup, what it really means is that we're talking about a case that it's going about lost. Because why would I designate an animal as a backup if I'm not concerned about animals being lost? So that's why it falls under the category of Avudim. Then, so ask the Gemara, so you're saying that the case by Karmachatis that goes l'riya is the case of that I took two animals, one for Karmachatis and one for Achrayis, that one is brought and one goes l'riya. Ask the Gemara, and we're saying that wherever by Karmachatis it goes l'riya, by Karmach Pesach goes l'riya. Ask the Gemara, by Pesach, that loch is, kegav nekarav shlomim, the animal
is brought as a carbon shlomim in such a case. So Shmuel's rule doesn't work, because Shmuel said that everybody carbon chatas, it goes l'riya, carbon pesach goes l'riya. That's not true. Here we have a case where carbon chatas it goes l'riya, and carbon pesach goes l'shlomim. The Midrash Tavit asks, why is that halacha? Why isn't the case that if I designated two animals as a carbon pesach, I use one, and the other one could be used as a shlomim, why isn't that similar to a situation where an animal was left ownerless? That we learned that if all of the owners withdrew from a carbon pesach, then it becomes pasul, because it was left without an owner. So Midrash Tavit explains as follows. He says, a carbon pesach that the owners withdrew from and used a different animal, that animal was left ownerless. An ownerless carbon pesach is disqualified. Here, it wasn't the animal was left ownerless. It was just that the owners didn't need it. And that's why it can be used as a carbon shlamim. The Tosfos Rid asks that the Gemara could have asked a different question. The Gemara could have given a different example. That we had the carbon pesach by chatzos, so both animals were identified as a carbon pesach. One after chatzos, one of them got lost. That animal, since it was designated as a carbon pesach by chatzos, that halacha is a tzroya and it's not brought as shlamim, and that would be the same halacha by carbon chatzos. Tosfos Rid says the Gemara asks a different question. So the way we're learning the Gemara's question now is that the case that the Gemara identified by Karban Chatas, it goes L'Riya, by Karban Pesach will go L'Shlomim, which is contrary to the rule Shmuel established. Ella, says the Gemara, Shmuel Krav Shimon Sfirlei. We have to say that Shmuel holds like Krav Shimon, Udam Acham Shchatas Mesas. The way Rashi explains, Rav Shimon holds that in all situation a Karban Chatas goes L'Misa, and Karban Pesach similarly will go as Karban Shlomim. Ask the Gemara for Roy Lesley Rav Shimon Lesley Klal. Rav Shimon doesn't have any situation of Riyah. But Shmuel, in his opening statement to today's Shir, said that there is a case of Riyah by Chatas, and that case of Riyah by Chatas, the halacha will be that Karban Pesach also goes Riyah. But Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Riyah. Says the Gemara, Shmuel nami chadakama. Really, Shmuel only said one thing. He said that kol shebechatas meisa, wherever the halacha that karm chatas goes l'misa, but pesach karm shlomim, karm pesach will go as a shlomim. So what's the point of his second part of his statement? That wherever chatas goes l'riya, pesach goes l'riya, what was he trying to teach us with the second part of his statement? Lafukim ed Rabbi Yochanan. He was really trying to show that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Dama, Rabbi Yochanan said, Eina pesach kar shlomim ela shnimtzach shchita. That if I had one animal as a karm pesach, lost it, took another animal, now I have two animals. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the two animals are in front of me prior to my having done shchita, avakai de shchita loy, then one animal will be brought as Karban Pesach and the other one will go as Riyah. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rava the Shechita cover. What is the deciding factor? Shechita. That means if the two animals are in front of me before I did Shechita, prior to Shechita, one goes to Karban Pesach, one goes to Riyah. However, if the other animal is only found after the Shechita, then it goes to Shlomim. Tells us Shmuel, I don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds like Rava. I hold like Reb Zeira, the Chatzos cover. That if this animal is only found after Chatzos, even though I hadn't yet brought my Karban Pesach, the halacha will still be that one animal is brought as a Karban Pesach and the other one is brought as a Shlomim. Lishna Chuna. Now the Gemara attempts a different approach. We really mentioned it briefly previously to the question. We had a question that Shmuel said that wherever Karban Chatas goes L'Riya, the Karban Pesach goes to Riyah. So we asked the question, by Karban Chatas that was lost but was found before, and then we designated a new one, and now I have both of them in front of me, that the halacha is, according to Rabbanon, one goes as a kamchatus and one goes as riya. Vila Pesach, by Pesach we know hecha de avad, if I lost one and I designated another, and now I have v'nimtza achra tzois, and I have both of these animals, but the first animal was only found after chatzois, even though it's kaidim shchita, karv shlam, it goes shlam. Isn't that what Reb Zeira said? So how could Shmuel say his din? Says the Gemara, Shmuel k'rabbis firli. Shmuel will indeed hold like Rabba, that Omar shchita kava, that by Korban Pesach also, if the original animal was found prior to shchita, it goes l'riya. So if I'm going to say that, indeed Korban Pesach and Korban Chatos will be identical. Korban Chatos, if I have both animals before shchita, one goes as a Korban Chatos and the other one goes as Re'iya. And similarly, Shmuel will hold like Rabba, if I have by Korban Pesach both animals in front of me prior to my doing the shchita, one will go as a Korban Pesach and one will go Re'iya. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Shmuel holds like Rabba? V'amid kam Rabbi Yochanan Allah. Rabbi Yochanan, in response to Shmuel, said, "Ein a Pesach karav shlamim el shnim tzachah shchita." That the only time the original animal is brought as a shlamim is if it was only found after the shchita. Ava kodem shchita, if the original animal was found before shchita, then one is brought as a karav Pesach loy, and the other one goes luria. Alma, obviously, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? The shchita cover. He holds like Rava that what is the defining moment? The defining moment is shchita. If the two animals are here before shchita, one goes lePesach, one goes l'Riya. But if the original animal is only found after shchita, then it'll go l'Shlamin. Mechlal, if Shmuel is arguing on Rava, so we must be the Shmuel Sover, like Reb Zeira, the Chatzos cover, that it's Chatzos which is the defining moment, not shchita. So how can we say that Shmuel will hold like Rava? El, what are we going to have to say? Shmuel k'Rebbe Sfirli. Shmuel's going to hold like Rebbe. That by Korban Chatos, the loch is, Doma Vudul Misazla, that the one that's lost makes no difference when it's found. It always goes, one will go for Korban Chatos and one will go L'Misa. And by Korban Pesach, we'll say also that if it was found after Chatzos, one goes l'shlamim and one goes l'korban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, as the Gemara asked on Amud Aleph, for kol avudin l'Rebbe Mason. According to Rebbe, all cases of avudin go l'misa. Vila Pesach, by Pesach, that's not true. The ila of the korban chatzos, even Reb Zeira, and now we're saying Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira, if an animal was lost and a new animal was designated, and now I find the original animal, and both animals are in front of me, and it's still before Chatzos, v'nimtza kodem Chatzos, even Shmuel and Reb Zeira will hold its Roya, yet Rebbe will hold its Misa. And we're saying, going back to the beginning of the Shir, that wherever by Korban Chatos is Misa, by Korban Pesach is Roya. Says the Gemara, that wasn't a question, as the Gemara answered before. If it was found, lost and found before Chatzos, that's not a case of Ovid, that's not a case of lost, because it's before this man. And like Tosfos taught us, Shmuel is limiting his remarks to cases of Ovid. This is not a case of Ovid, because he holds Chatzos cover. We go after Chatzos. So Shmuel's going to hold like Rebbe. But then we asked, if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, what is the second part of Shmuel's statement? That wherever Chatzos goes L'Riya, Pesach goes L'Riya, where is that case applicable? The Gemara attempts to say Reb Oishia's case, where I designated two animals as a Korban Chatos, one as the Korban, one as the backup, but that one goes as a Korban Chatos and one goes L'Riya. But the Gemara asks, by Pesach, their halacha is that the other animal goes L'Shlamim. It must be that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, that in all that case by Chatos always goes L'Misa, and Korban Pesach will go L'Shlamim in the corresponding cases of avudim where animals are lost. What is pshat in the second part of what Shmuel said, that wherever Chatos goes l'Riya, Pesach goes l'Riya?
All he meant to say was not to give a real case, but was just to say that he and Rav Yochanan are disagreeing with the same machlokes we had previously of Rabbi and Rav Zeira, that according to Rav Yochanan, the defining moment to differentiate if I have two animals by Korban Pesach, one goes Luria, and another time one goes L'Shlomim, is if it was found before Shechita or found after Shechita. That's what Rava and Rabbi Yochanan hold, and Rabbi Zeira and Shmuel will hold that the point is Chatzos, that if I find the original animal, but I only find it after Chatzos, even though it's prior to the Shechita, the halacha will be one animal goes for Korban Pesach and the other animal goes for Korban Shlomim.